I'm Bronson Tigert here at the 91st National FFA Convention. I'm speaking with Benjamin Curtin from Taylorville, Illinois, an American Star and Agribusiness finalist. Benjamin, tell me a little bit about your project.
So my project, Curtin's Creations, is a metalworking shop, and with this I specialize in CNC plasma cutting and metal fabrication solutions geared towards the agricultural industry.
That's pretty unique. I mean, we talked to a lot of people who are growing things and kind of doing those kinds of projects. Why did you choose this?
So I've actually been around tools ever since I was 5 years old. I've had a shop ever since elementary school. I bought my first welder whenever I was grade, and sophomore year I was the fabricator for my family farm. So what that entailed was my dad, he would approach me with ideas to increase farm productivity, efficiency, safety, and organization. And I opened a welding business to do just that to the general public as well. And then moved fast forward to college, then I purchased CNC plasma cutters to do more of a program. I design parts and products and now produce them.
So what are some specific parts that you've been able to make your operation more efficient with?
So my projects include anything from prototype parts to truck and tractor pulling parts, bumpers. I've done a lot of marketing logos. I've done award pieces for trade shows. I'm just really all that and everything in between.
And what's your favorite?
My personal favorite is like the truck and tractor pulling parts. Being able to have something out there on the national circuit, it is pretty cool being on TV. But also on that same note, I really like just anything that has a practical application. I love doing the signage aspect, but doing the thick industrial parts that really have use in the real world. That's my favorite part of the business.
So where do you want to take these projects and this talent that you have?
So after college, I go to college at Purdue University, and after I graduate, I'm actually employed at GSI, a grain bin producer, as a new product engineer. And with that, I want to gain engineering experience to bring back to my business and develop an engineered product line too. Right now, I'm working on a skid steer attachment line, and eventually, I'd like to formulate even more engineered product line, just something technical that utilizes all the education I've gotten to date.
So is there anyone in particular that's really helped you throughout this whole process?
I've had a mentor, TJ DeClark. He's a machinist, and he has a similar passion except in the machining world. And we've collaborated on projects, and he just has this passion for creating and thinking outside of the box, and it's really been infectious, and it always drives us to produce better products and innovative products.
And how has the FFA helped you get to where you're at right now?
The FFA has given me an SAE, and this SAE, one, gave me the credentials to get into Purdue's prestigious School of Engineering, and this SAE, it not only got me into Purdue's degree, in turn got me a job at GSI as an engineer, which is going to come back to help my product line. So coming full circle, the SAE, you can attribute it to everything.
And so what's the most important lesson you've learned on the way here to where you're at today?
I consider myself a tradesman very much, and I believe it's important to learn your craft, master your craft before you buy the tools that are autonomous, before you buy equipment that streamlines the process, because you have to have an appreciation and a respect for the basic tools that get the job done, because someday your equipment's going to break down and you're going to have to go back to the basics to get the jobs done.
Thanks, Ben. I'm talking with Benjamin Curtin from Taylorsville, from Illinois. He's the finalist in American Star Agribusiness. Thank you. With FFA Today, I'm Bronson Tigert.